Alright, let's say good morning. Today's daf is Tzadik Aleph, but we will start on Tzadik on Beis the Mishnah. New Perek. Hamatznia Lezer. So we'll say the truth is we've actually seen this Mishnah as well as a lot of the concepts in this Sugya in the previous Perek. So, you know, I told you yesterday that it was the last Mishnah on Hotzah. Not true. One more Mishnah on Hotzah. So the Mishnah says the following. Hamatznia Lezer. If a person goes ahead and Matznia means he stores. A person stores a certain item to be planted. Now, Rashi's pointing out over here, if you look at Rashi, Rashi has the additional girsa of Hamatznia Bechol Shehu. Now, remember, I will say, if there's one thing we've seen before, it's that Halacha Lemaisa, there is a shear for Otsa. There's a shear for Otsa. And for example, we actually saw in yesterday's Mishnah that the shear for seeds, Machlokes, but let's say first opinion was five seeds. Now, the Mishnah points out over here, which is the thing that we saw before, if a person stores away a particular amount, that amount becomes chashuv. That amount becomes chashuv, even if that's less than the normal chashuv amount. So to the point that a person would be chayiv for otzah if they went ahead and carried out that amount from one domain to another. So hamatznia, someone who stores away a much smaller amount, lizera, in order to plant, or lidugma, so also if you remember again, we actually had ledugma as well. Ledugma means to use as a sample, or lerefuah for medicinal purposes. Vahotzil b'shabbes, chayiv b'chol shehu. So again, Rabbi say, if I go ahead and I decide that a certain amount of an item is chashiv, and how is chashiv was determined? It's determined by I store it away. It's important enough for me to store it away. Then halacha lemaisa, even though it's less than what we'll call the objective normative shear, because it's chashiv for me, I am chayiv if I take it out on Shabbos. V'chol adam. I didn't even start yet. Right. V'chol adam ein chayiv alav ela kishiuro. But again, everyone else is only chayiv if they carry out the normal amount. Right. So again, we always say the interesting part over here is that whereas normally in halacha there are objective shiurim, here is a situation of a subjective shiur. But that subjective shiur only applies to me because I decided to store it in that amount. However, b'chol adam for anyone else in chayiv ela kishiur is only chayiv for the normal shiur. Chazer v'hechniso ain't chayiv ela kishiur. So that's a very interesting case. So chazer v'hechniso, Rashi says, is ze shitznio pachos mikashir vahotzio im chazer v'nimlach shol zara v'chniso. So let's use the first case of the Mishnah. For me, one seed. Let's go back to yesterday's sugya. I love cucumbers. Cucumbers are very, very important to me. Or they cost a lot of money where I live. So I stored away one cucumber seed. Okay, that's not the shear. We saw yesterday the shear for cucumber seeds is how much? Two seeds. So for me, one seed. Okay, so I go ahead. I take the seed out from my home to Rosh Hasharabim. So I'm chayiv for otzah. Now what happens? I'm in Rosh Hasharabim and I tell you know what? I decide it's not worth it. I'm not planting one cucumber seed. I'm gonna wait till I have a whole another one. I could create the patch. So what do? I carry the seed back in from Rosh Hasharabim to my home. So the Mishnah says in that case, halacha lemaisa, in that second act of otzah, I'm not chayiv. Why? Because halacha lemaisa, now what I've done is I've taken away the status of that item, and now it's no longer chashuv to me, and therefore I'm governed by the regular shiurim of two seeds.
If he's going to store it till he has a second seed, isn't that? I thought that was the
machine. Oh, so we'll see. We'll see in the Gemara.
Lama. Chayiv for the first part then?
Yeah. Of course, because two separate acts. Two separate acts. One is an act of Rosh Sarat, Rosh Sayachit, Rosh Sarabin, Chayiv. The second is Rosh Sarabin, Rosh Sayachit, which the Mishnah says will be Potter.
And in the Tanakhama, it only works with Chumrah, right? If subjectively, it only three.
Oh, we're going to see. Good. Right? Can you have a larger shear than the objective shear? Can your subjective shear be larger than the objective? We're going to see. Says the Gemara. Lamalei the Misne Hamatznia. Listening, Hamotzi Lezera Uludugma Ulurafua, Chayiv Bechol Shehu. So we'll say, so the Gemara says, why do you have to use the Lashon of Hamatznia? Why don't you just go ahead and use the Lashon of Hamotzi? Meaning what the Gemara is saying over here is, you don't need to tell me that he stored it away. Obviously, if he has the item and he's carrying out, it means that what? It means that it must be chashiv for him. So why don't you just say Hamotzi, someone who takes out this item that he had for Rafua, for Zriya? Why the Lashon of Hamatznia? Why do you have to use Lashon of he stored it away? To which the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Hacha Bayaskin, what are we dealing with over here? Kigoin Shehitznio Vishachach, the Mahitznio. What's the case? The case is where you've stored away this seed, and you forgot why you stored it away. You forgot why you stored it away. Okay. V'hashta kamapik le'stama. And now you're carrying it out. And you're carrying it out without any kind of explicit intent. Any kind of explicit intent. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says, top of Tzadik Aleph. Mahu detema, what would I have thought? Batule machshafto, batule batla machshafto. So I might have thought, like what? Look at Rashi, mahu detema. Since at the time that I'm taking it out, I don't really remember the reason why I stored it the way to begin with. Therefore, next Rashi, my machshav would be bottle. Therefore, because I might have thought that, look, I don't even remember the reason why I stored it the way to begin with. And therefore, when I carry it out now, essentially I should be governed by the regular shiurim. And therefore, what? I would not be chayv for this act of hotzah. Kamash malan, kala ose al das rishon hu ose. Kamash malan, we don't say that. Rather, kamash malan, we say that halacha lemaisa, your act of carrying now is governed by your initial act of storing it away. And since the fact that you stored it away indicated that halacha lemaisa, it's chashiv to you, therefore, even now, even if you don't remember why it's chashiv to you, if you carry out that amount, you will be chayv, because for you, that is the chashiv amount. Look at Rashi, Kamash Malon, V'chol ha'oseh stam al das ha'rishon ha'oseh, u'b'chashivuseh kama koi. Because whenever someone does something, the assumption is that my present act is linked to my original machshava, and therefore halacha l'maisa, I will be chayiv for the act of hotza, even though now I don't remember why I only stored away this small amount. Right, also let's go a little bit right there. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yudomer Shmuel, Mechayiv Hayer Rabbi Meir, Af Bemotzi Chita Achas Lizria. So Rabbi Huda said in the name of Shmuel that Rabbi Meir was Mechayiv, even if you take out one kernel of wheat for Zria. One stalk of wheat for Zria. So the Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious. Kol Shul Tanan, after all, the Mishnah said, whatever amount is kosher to you enough to store away, Halochim Maisa, you are Chayiv for transporting out that amount. So the Gemara says, Mao Detema, what would I have thought? What maybe when the Mishnah says kol shuhu, maybe ma'ud tema kol shu lafuki migrogeres. So I might have thought like this: when the Mishnah says that you're chayav for transporting any amount, what does any amount mean? Any amount means even if it's less than the shear of ochlin. The shear of ochlin, remember, is how much? Is grogeres, less the dried fig. So I might have thought, you know, sometimes people say kol shuhu, anything doesn't mean anything. Sometimes anything just means less than the normal shear. So you're chayiv for otzah for ochlin, even if it's less than a grogeres. However, uli olam adi ika kizayis. But the truth is, you still have to have some type of substantive normative shear, like a kizayis. So it doesn't have to be a grogeres. Remember, just so you understand, a grogeres, size of a date, is obviously larger than the size of an aleph. So I might have thought when the Mishnah says kol shuhu, kol shuhu means you don't need grogeres, but you need a kizayis. Kamash Malon, not like that. Kamash Malon, when the Mishnah says kol shuhu, what it literally means is if you store away any amount, even a small amount, halacha l'maaseh, you would be chayav for hotza for that. Maskif l'Rav Yitzchak b'rei d'Rav Yehuda ele me'ata. So now, Vincent goes to your point. Ele me'ata, chishei l'hotzi kol beiso, hacha nami d'lo mechayav ademapik l'kulei. So the Gemara says, okay, so now what you're telling me is, my machshava creates a reality of chashivas for the item. So let's say for me, my intention is to go ahead and move everything out of my house. Is that to say that halacha l'maisa, because I don't just want to move one item out of my house, I want to move everything out of my house, that I'm not chayiv for hotzah until I move everything out of the house, and if I just take one or two objects, I'm not chayiv for hotzah? Look at Rashi. El me'ata, demas nisa, this keeps up, we're switching to decaf. Alright, so look at Rashi. Good, we're gonna see. The Gemara is gonna punch a hole in it right now. Elamei Ata, Rashi says, Dimas Nisin Bedaite Talino. So just appreciate the question for just a moment. Obviously, the question is flawed from the beginning, but the Gemara is trying to highlight over here is a point. That if you're telling me that my das creates realities, categorical realities of what's Choshev, and what's not chashuv, the Gemara is giving what it knows from the beginning to be an exaggerated example. But it's just trying to make the following point. You'll see in just a moment. If you're telling me again that the Mishnah is talking about telling me that my das creates objective categorical realities, kedika amrut, mishum da'al das yushona machshav esle shi'ura, chishav v'hot sikho beisa, look at Rashi, botza achas. My intention is to carry out all the things in my house in one act. Obviously, it doesn't mean carrying everything at once. What it means in one helam, in one period of time. Delo ach shiva ele imkin hotzi kula ke'echon. That ultimately, for me, carrying out my chair, that's not choshva. I'm carrying out the chair and the table and the couch and everything. Hachinami, Rashi says delo dechi afka porta. So what the Gemara is saying is, if you tell me like this, that my machshava creates the realities of what's choshev, then halacha l'maaseh, if I say I'm moving everything out of my house, so for me what that means is to move out one item is not choshev. It's only choshev I move out every item. That I'm not going to be chayiv until I move out every item. To which the Gemara says, no, because that's a misapplication. Hasam batla daito etzal kol adam. See, Rabosai, obviously, my individual, we'll call it categorical designations, have to be rooted in some type of reality. Since it's normal that for a person might say, for me, one seed is chashev, or for me, I'm going to store this little item for a fuah, that's normal. Therefore, again, I could create my own categorical designations in the realm of what's normal. To go ahead and say that I'm only going to be, I only have intention to move everything out, and moving a chair does not chashuv, and then I'm not going to be chayif for otzah until I move the whole thing out, that's batla daito itzal kol adam. That's a non-normative case. Because it's a non-normative case, your das could only create subjective realities to a point. If your subjective reality is totally divorced from any kind of objective reality, then halacha l'maaseh, your subjective reality is bottled to the objective reality. So essentially what comes out is, really the bottom line, is that halacha l'maaseh, your subjective shear only works for less than the normative shear, but will not work for more than the normative shear. So if a person says, for example, in the seed case, for me, only 7 seeds are chashuv, the halacha will say, no. Because again, everyone agrees that already at 5, it's going to be chashuv. You want more seeds, that's fine, but your reality can't create a reality that's divorced from the normative reality. But it does work for less. If I say that 3 seeds, 1 seed, 2 seeds are chashuv, then Allah Chalamayis, that makes it chashuv enough for me, that if I carry it out, I'm chayiv rotzah. V'chol adam ein chayiv nolav ela kishiro. But again, everyone else, so now I decided that 1 seed is chashuv. Right, but halacha l'maaseh, if Reuven goes ahead and carries out my 1 seed, so remember, Reuven is not chayiv because Reuven is governed by the normative shiurim of 2 seeds. So the Gemara says, "Mas nisin v'lo k'rabishem ben Elazar." Our Mishnah, we actually saw this earlier, that our Mishnah does not reflect the view of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, because Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar say, "Disanyo klal abel Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, kol she'ino kashul ha'atznia, anything that's not normally stored away, ve'in matznian kamohu, and therefore people don't normally store it." And I decide that for me this item is chashuv, and therefore I store it away. So once again, just to plug this into a simple case like our Mishnah, people don't normally store away 1 seed. I'm storing away a seed. Therefore for me it becomes chashuv. Uba echad v'hotzi, and now someone else comes and carries out my seed. Nischayiv zeh b'machshavto shel zeh. The one who carries the seed will be chayiv because of my machshava. Or another, Rav Shimon Elazar says, is that once I make the item chashuv, because for me it's chashuv, then that categorical designation applies to the object, applies to the chafetza, which means that now even if someone else carries it, even though for this other individual one seed is not chashuv for him, one seed might not be chashuv, but my one seed, which I endowed with the chashivus, retained its chashivus even in the hands of someone else, and that other person would be chayiv for carrying it out. So also I see the Gemara says that clearly our Mishnah does not reflect this view, because our Mishnah clearly said that the only person for whom this seed has a chashivus is who? It's me, the individual who stored it away. But halacha l'maaseh, for someone else, who one seed is not chashuv, my chashivus does not transfer onto, or I should say, my item does not retain its chashivus, its personal chashivus, when it's in the hands of someone else. Amar Rav Nachman. Hotzi kigro geres lachi. It was a very interesting case. Someone carried out a food item the size of a grogeres, the size of a dried fig, to, for eating purposes. So we'll say, remember, the shear for ochlin is grogeres. I carry out an item that has the requisite shear. V'nimlach alei lezriya. And then once I carried out, I decide that, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to plant this item. I'm going to plant the item. Okay. So the Gemara says, inami lezriya b'nimlach alei lachila. Or alternatively, I'm carrying out the grogeres worth of an item and my intention is to plant it. And then I decide to eat it. So chayiv. I'm chayiv. And the Gemara says, pshita, zil hacha ikashiura, zil hacha ikashiura. So we'll say, so the Gemara says, that's obvious. Because in this case, no matter what your machshava was, you're what? You're carrying the shear that will make you chayiv. Remember, you're carrying a grogeres. So that's the larger shear for achila. So it doesn't really matter what you have in mind to do with the item right now. Halach l'maisa, you're carrying the shear for your chayiv. So the Gemara says, no, because what would I have thought? Ma'od tema, but you know, akira v'hanocha v'chad machshava v'haleka. I might have thought that the akira and the hanocha have to be done with the same intent. That if I, in order to be chayiv for otza, if I lift it up for eating, then what? I have to place it down for the sake of eating. Or if I lift it up for Zriya, I have to place it down for the sake of Zriya. Kamash malon, that's not the case. Kamash malon, that even if my intention changes along the way, as long as the item has the requisite shear to be chayiv for whatever the machshava is, halach l'maisa chayiv for otza. Boy Rav, now once the Gemara raises this question, the Gemara brings up a couple of variations of this case. So Boy Rav, very interesting. Chatzi grogeres l'zriya. Let's say a person carries out a half a grogeres. Half a grogeres. The Rabbi will say, what do you plan on using it for? You plan on using it for planting. Now remember, well, let's see. Chatzi grogeres l'zriya. V'tafcha v'nimlach alei l'achila. And what happens? The item swells. The item swells. The item expands. Rashi says tafcha amda al grogeres kodim hanacha. Whatever the case over here is, I'm carrying out the item that's half a grogeres. Right? Remember now. I'll say keep in mind this progression. So remember, half a grogeres is not enough to be chayiv for achila, for ochlin. Right? It's not large enough to be chayiv for transporting an ochel, but it is large enough for zriya, for planting purposes. So aloch lamaisa. Now I took it out for the sake of zriya, and the shear was not enough for achila. And now, before I did the hanacha, the item expands, the item swells. Now it's large enough for achila, and my intention is to go ahead and eat it. Samahu, what is the halacha in this case? Imtim salomar, perhaps you'll say, hasam hudi mechayiv, dezil hacha ikashura, vezil hacha ikashura. In the previous case, the reason why the change in mindset didn't really matter all that much was why? Because you had the requisite shear, because the item was a grogeres. A grogeres is enough to make you chayiv for otzah, for an ochel, or for zera. Hacha, kevan de be'idna da'afka lo hava be'shir achila, lo mechayiv. On one hand, you can see over here, that at the time that you picked up when you did the akira, then what? This item did not have the shear to make you chayiv for transporting ochel. So on one hand, perhaps you should not be chayiv. O dilma, on the other hand, kevan de'ilu ishtik, velo chashiv alei, mechayiv amach shava dezriya. On the other hand, you could say that if you just remained quiet and didn't change your machshava, then what? You would have been chayiv for transporting this item because it had the shear for zera. Therefore, hashtanami mechayiv. Therefore, halacha l'maisa, you should also be chayiv. Ve'im timtza lomar kevan di'ilu ishtik velo chashav alei mechayiv achshava dezriya. So, on the other hand, you could say that since if you were quiet, like kevan di'ilu ishtik velo chashav alei, and you did not change your designation, mechayiv amachshava dezriya, you would be chayiv for transporting a seed. Hashta nami mechayiv. Therefore, now also you should be chayiv. Then, if that's the case, hotzi ki grogeres achila. Also, what about the following case? Let's say you went ahead and you took out an item that was the size of a dried fig. It was ochel. It was a food item, and your intention is to eat it. Now, remember, that means also it has the requisite shear to make you chayiv for ochlin. And what happened? Vitzimka. Tzimka means what? It shriveled up. So now what happened? V'nimnach alei lezriya. And now your intention is what? Your intention is to use it for planting purposes. So mahu, what is the halacha? Kacha vadai ki ishtik amach shava kamaisu mechayiv. In this case, if you did not say anything, if you were quiet, you would not be chayiv for your first machshava. Why, Rabbosai? Because remember, what's the case over here? You took it out for ochlin purposes. Right, you took it out for ochlin purposes. It was the size of a grogeres, and now it shriveled up. which means that now before you do the hanacha, you don't have an item that's the size of a grogeris, which means that you would not be chayiv. O dilma, or perhaps, basar hashta azlinon umechayiv. Or perhaps what we look at is your mindset now. And your mindset now is what? That you're going to go and use it for zriya, and the object has the requisite shear for zriya. V'imtin salomar basar hashta azlinon. And if you want to say that we're going to go after your present mindset, umechayiv, then hotzi kigrogeres la'achila v'tsanka v'chazra v'tipcha mahu. Then what happens in the following case? What happens if you took out an item? Listen to this case. It was the size of a grogeres, the size of a dry date, which, and your intention was la'achila, which means you had the requisite shear. V'tsimka, and then the item shriveled up, and what happened? V'chazra v'tipcha, and then it went ahead and expanded again. Right, so now it was normal size, it's been a busy day, right? Shriveled up and then expanded again. Mahu, what's the halacha? Yesh dichui le'inyin Shabbos. Oh, ain't dichui le'inyin Shabbos. Is there a concept of nidche by Shabbos? I will say this concept Rashi points out over here, that for example, by karbonos, you have this idea that under certain circumstances, once an animal was precluded from being a karbon, it was nidcha, it cannot resume its status of being a karbon. We're not going to get into the halachos right now, but that's kind of the nidcha. Once an item has been set aside that it can't be used in a certain way, it can't regain that status. Is there a concept of dichui by Shabbos that once the item is no longer an achila, it can't resume its identity as an, excuse me, once an item is no longer an ochel, it can't resume its identity as ochel or not? The Gemara ends, teku. But also, obviously, in all of these cases, when the Gemara ends up with a take like the Rambam, so here you'll notice the In Mishpat references you to the Rambam, the end of Parak Yud Ches in Hilchos Shabbos. So whenever you have a teku, obviously, all these cases end up getting dealt with Chumra. You take the stringent position in each of these cases out of doubt. Okay. Boy mine Rava me Rav Nachman. So Rava asked Fali Kach Rav Nachman. Zorak kizayis truma lebayis tamimahu. If you threw a kizayis of truma into a home that was tamei. Now what's the home that's tamei? Let's say there's a corpse in the home. There's a corpse in the home. So now I throw a kizayis of truma into the house. So the Gemara says, what's the status of that kizayis? Mahu, lemai, ila inyan Shabbos ki grogeres ba'inan. So the Gemara says, well, what are you asking? If you're asking, am I chayiv for otzah? Let's say I'm standing in Rosh Sarabi, and the home is obviously Rosh Sayachin, and I throw a kizayis of truma from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hasharabim. So if you're asking if I'm chayiv for Shabbos, then halacha lemaisa, the shear for Shabbos is a grogeres, is the size of a dried fig. Which means if I'm only throwing a kizayis worth of food, then what? I'm not chayiv. Ila inyan tuma, and if you're asking if the food, if the truma becomes tame, so then remember, ila inyan tuma kibetsa ochlin ba'inon. Then Allah said the shear for tumah by food, it has to be the size of a beitza. So it appears to me that if you throw in a kizayis of truma into a home that's tameh on Shabbos, you're not chayiv for Shabbos, nor does the food become tameh. To which the Gemara says, no. The olam le'inyan Shabbos. The question that the Gemara is asking is for Shabbos. Does one violate totsah with this act? And what's the case? Ukigon de'ika pachos mita beitza ochlin. Bless you. V'haima shlimo le'beitza. So the case over here was a very interesting case. Well, let's say there's already food in the house. And what happens? But the food in the house is less than a kibetza. And now I throw in this additional amount. And this additional amount, let's say, rolls and comes right next to the other piece of food, forming one unit. And now I have a kibetza's worth of food. Right? So now the item that I threw in combines with the item that's already there, and it's a kibetza's worth of food. So now the question is, what is the status of that for Shabbos purposes? Do we say that the same way that the food, the new food that was thrown in, combines with the food that was already there for the purpose of tuma, to say that the new food becomes tame, so too the inyan Shabbos, so too the new food that was thrown in combines with the old food that was there and creates a liability for Shabbos as well? Oh, dilma, call it le'inyan Shabbos kigrogeres ba'inon. Or do we say no, when it comes to Shabbos, in order to be chayiv for Shabbos, you have to transport a shear of a grogeres, and if you don't have the shear of grogeres, you're not chayiv. Amar lei tinisuha. So he said to him, we learn this. Abba Shol Omer, shtei halechem velechem aponim shiurin ki grogeres. Abba Shol said that the shear for shtei halechem also had the two loaves that were used for Shavuos. Lechem aponim, of course, is the bread that remains on the shulchan throughout the entire week. Shiurin ki grogeres. their shear is a grogeres. So the Gemara says the following. Now what does that mean? We'll see what that shear is for in just a moment. So the Gemara says, Va'amai, lema, midele inyon, yotze bikizayis, leinyon shabbis nami bikizayis. The Gemara seems to be saying that the amount of lechem aponim, or for that matter, the amount of shtei lechem that you would be chayef for if you carry, would be the amount of the grogeres. So Gemara says, why? Because let's say you went ahead and there's a din of yotze. The din of yotze means that halacha lemaaseh, if you went ahead and took one of these items outside of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, you would be chayef. When you say be chayef, you would disqualify them. They would lose their status as a consecrated item. The shear for that amount is a kizayis. So the Gemara says, why don't you just say, the same way that in terms of yotze, in terms of taking the item out of the Beis HaMikdash, shechayiv if you take out a kizayis, le'in Shabbos nami b'kizayis. So too by Shabbos, the shear should also be a kizayis. Meaning, why do we have two different shiurim for chutzah? To which the Gemara says, no. Hachi hashta, Hasam midafke chutz lechoma saazora if sole biyotze a Shabbos lamechayiv ademafik le the rishus harabin. So we'll say the Gemara says you can't. So what, you understand what the Gemara is trying to do? The Gemara is trying to answer the previous shayla. The previous shayla was that I'm standing outside of a home that has a corpse in it. I have a kizayis of truma, and I throw it into the house. That kizayis, now there's another piece of food that's already there. We'll call it, it's another piece of food that's there. I throw in the piece of food. The piece of food that I throw in combines with the piece of food that's already there to form the shear of a kibetza, an egg's volume, which allows it to be susceptible to the tumah in the house. The shayla now is, was I also chayiv for otzah? So the reflexive answer is no, because I threw less than a grogeres. I transported less than a fig's worth. But what the Gemara is suggesting is, well, one second, But maybe since you became chayiv for tuma, since your act was clearly, constructive is the wrong word, but effective for creating tuma, maybe it should also create a chayiv for Shabbos. To which the Gemara tries to prove from this case of lechem aponim that that's not the case. You see that again, just because you're chayiv or violation of one thing in one shear doesn't automatically mean that that same shear will make you chayiv in a different case. So for example, with lechem aponim, you're chayiv if you go ahead and what? You're chayiv if you go ahead and you transport out a kizayis outside of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. That has nothing to do with Shabbos. That's called yomotzi. Right, you can't take it outside of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. But yet for Shabbos, you're not chayiv until what? Until you carry a grogeres. So you see from here that what? That shiurim can be different for different things. So too over here, even when you throw in the food, you might be chayiv, not chayiv, but you might create a chiyuv for tuma, but it doesn't necessarily translate into a chiyuv for Shabbos. To which the Gemara says the cases are not comparable. Hashda hasam midafke chutz lechomas ha'azara ifsulei biyotze ashabbos lo mechayiv ad mafek leidur shusar abim. You can't compare the two cases. In the case of lechem aponim, you're chayiv for moving the item outside of the Beis HaMikdash as soon as what? As soon as you move it outside of the walls of the courtyard. But yet you're not chayiv for otzah on Shabbos until when? Until Rosh Hashanah Abin. So that's an easy case. That's why, of course, you don't have to use the same shear. I don't need the same shear because the criteria is not the same. In order to be chayiv for motzi, for taking it out of the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, all I need to do is take it right outside of the walls of the Ezra, the courtyard. For Otzah and Shabbos, I have to take it into Rosh Sarabim. However, over here, Hacha, Shabbos v'tumah b'hadi hadadi ka'asyon. But over here, remember, the reason why the Kasha is a good Kasha is because the chiyah for Shabbos and Otzah, the chiyah for Shabbos, for Otzah and Tumah, occur at the same time. Everything is occurring literally under one roof. The transporting of the item from the Rosh Sarabim to the Rosh HaYochid, from where I'm standing to the home where the Tumah is, creates the liability for both acts, for both Hotzah as well as for Tumah. Therefore, it's in that case that the Gemara asks, does the shear for Tumah generate an obligation for the shear for Shabbos as well? The Rabbah said the Gemara doesn't answer it. So the question still remains unresolved. The point the Gemara is making, however, is that the way that Avishol wanted to try to go and answer it from Lechem Aponim was an ineffective answer. Chazir v'ichniso, eno chayiv, elikishuro. So also remember, the Gemara said that if, let's say, I stored away this one, the Mishnah said, I stored away this one seed because it was chashiv for me, and then I took it out from My Rosh Shiyach to Rosh Surah, I'm chayiv for transporting even that small amount. But Aloch Lamaise, if now once I'm out, I have a change of heart and I decide I'm not going to plant that one seed, it's not chashiv for me anymore, and I take it back in, I am not chayiv. Because now that I've abandoned my chashivas for this particular item, I go by the normative shiurim, and according to the normative shiurim, carrying one seed is not considered to be a chashiv act of otzal. So the Gemara says, Peshita, that's obvious. Amar Abaye, what's the case? Hacham Ayaskinon, Kigon, and Rabbi Chaim, that's what you were saying before, Kigon Shizarku La'od. So what's the case? The case is where I go back into my house, I throw the seed back into my storehouse, I'm still storing it. It's not the Peshita, I'm not throwing it in the garbage. I'm throwing it back into my storehouse, and not only that, but Mekomo Nikar. Mekomo Nikar means that the place where the seed is recognizable. So not only do I go ahead and I restore it, but what? It's actually recognizable where it is in my storehouse, whatever, it's in a corner, it's in a particular identifiable place. So meaning the seed still seems to have retained some level of chashivos. Mal detema, what would I have thought? Keva demekomo nekar, but they'll say, kamaisa koi, I might have thought that since the seed is still recognizable as a separate individual entity, independent entity, that therefore it still retains its original chashivos, and therefore what? I should be chayav for the act of transporting it back from the Rosh Sarad into Rosh Sayachid. Kamash malan, midizarke la'otzar, batuli batle. So where it says no, the fact that I threw it back into the storehouse indicates that what? That for my purposes, it's no longer chashiv. If I would have gone ahead and put it back on the shelf of my kitchen cabinet, away from the other seeds, that's chashivos. But to throw it back into the storehouse with the rest of the other seeds, even if it happened to be in a place that's recognizable, that does not show that I've endowed it with a special chashivos, and therefore Aloch Lamaaseh resumes its normative identity as a seed, and therefore again shows that I'm no longer placing emphasis on this smaller shear, and therefore for Otzo I will be governed by the normative shiurim. Mishnah. Hamotzi ochlin v'nasan ala isikufa. If a person takes out food and puts them on isikufa, was that we saw isikufa in the beginning of this mesechta, isikufa is the threshold. Meaning, if you can imagine, like the same way that when you walk into your house, you have steps. So just imagine isikufa are those steps, right? So it's that area, or just imagine it for now without any kind of awning on top of it. So just an open area that has steps leading into your home. So it's outside of the formal home, but it's also really outside of the formal Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says, Amotzi Ochlin, if you take food from your home, V'nastan ala Asikufa, and you put it on your threshold, Bein Shechazer V'otzion, Bein Shotzion Acher, Potter, whether you went ahead and after you put it down on the threshold, picked it back up and took it, to the Rosh Hashanah, or whether someone else came along and took it, Potter, halacha lemaisa, you're Potter. Why? Mipnei shelo asa melachto bevas achos, because you have not done the melacha of hotzah in one time. Now, I will say, obviously, all of this is going to hinge on what is an isikufa considered. So Rashi already kind of takes away the suspense. Rashi says, b'gemara mukila v'isikufa karmelis. We're going to be talking about the fact that the threshold in halacha is essentially called the karmelis. So we're experts in karmelai. I don't know if that's the plural of karmelis, but remember, karmelis is this area that's not the Rosh Yochid and it's not a Rosh Sarabim. It has identities of both, but because of it, if you go out and you transport an item from a karmelis to any other Rosh, you're not chayiv. So the Gemara says kupa shehi malei apero. Similarly, if you have a basket that's filled with fruit, V'nasna ala isikufa achitzona, and you put it towards the edge of the threshold, Ava pisharov peros mibachutz potter ad shiotzi es kol hakupa. Which also is another very interesting case. So let's say you have a situation where you have a basket of fruit, and just for purposes over here, just imagine that your house, that your threshold of your home, mamish is right abuts, right, was right next to Rosh Sarabim, and you have a basket, and the basket is overhanging the Rosh Sarabim. And let's say even the majority of the basket is actually in the Rosh Sarabim and not on your isikufa. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah that you're not chayiv until you go ahead and you transport the entire basket into the Rosh Sarabim. Fine. So the Mishnah says, "Hai isikufa mai? What is this isikufa?" If you say at the threshold of Sarabim, Potter, should you really be Potter? Then why would you be Potter? You're transporting an item from Rosh Sarabim. but rather it must be that it's shliachid. I bet the Gemara says bein shechazev otzion, bein shotzion acher pater. But yet, when the Mishnah said that if after you put it down in the Issukufa, either you pick it up again and take it into the public domain, or someone else takes it into the public domain, the Mishnah said you're potter. Why should you be potter? You're doing an act of otzah. Ella Issukufa karmelis. Rather, what is the Issukufa? The Issukufa, the threshold is a karmelis, an area that has properties of both, but conforms to the dimensions of neither. So again, it has proper shliach rishus rabbim, but it doesn't conform to the definition of either of those rishuyos. The ha kamash malon, and the Mishnah is going to teach us taima dinach bekarmelis. The reason why you're not chayiv for otzah is why? Because the item came to rest in the karmelis. Ha lo nach bekarmelis. But if it did not come to rest in the karmelis, then you would be chayiv. Now what's the novelty in that? Mas nisin de lo ki ben azai. Because our Mishnah does not reflect the view of Ben Azai. Because what is Ben Azai? Say disanya, hamotzi mechanos leplatya. If one carries an object from the chanos, from the store is rishus yochid. Platya is the marketplace. Is rishus rabim. Derech stav. And you take, remember also we saw the stav. The stav are these areas with the benches. With the benches, this area is a karmelis. Is a karmelis. So chayiv, you're chayiv because you've done an act from rishus yochid to rishus rabim. Uben Azai Potter. Ben Azai says you're Potter. Why? Because Ben Azai says if you go through a karmelis, it's as if the item came to rest in the karmelis, and therefore again you're not chayiv for an act of hotzah. Ben Azai, we spent a lot of time with Ben Azai. Ben Azai's shita is that even going through a karmelis is like doing a hanocha in the karmelis, and therefore a new akira in the karmelis, and therefore you'd be like taking an item from a shayachet to the karmelis, and from a karmelis to a shesarabim, which would be chayiv for neither of those acts. So the Gemara is saying that halach lamaisa, the Mishnah is coming along to dispel the position of Ben Azai, that the only reason you're patur in this case is why? Because you put the kupa down, you put the basket down in the karmelis, and then you picked it back up from the karmelis. That's when you're putter. But if you just walked through the karmelis, then what? That is not considered like coming to rest in the karmelis, and you would be chayiv for act of otzah. Kupa shehimaleya. So the Mishnah said, if you had a basket that was filled with fruit, and you put it on the external part of the isikufa, even if the majority of the fruit are, let's say, hanging over or in the Rosh Sarabim, you're not chayiv until the entire basket is in Rosh Sarabim. Amar Chizkiya, lo shano ela bekupa malaya kishuin udiluin. We're only talking about a basket that's filled with cucumbers and gourds. Aval malaya chardal chayiv. But if it's filled with mustard seed, you would be chayiv. And I will say, what's the chilik between mustard seed and gourds and cucumbers? Gourds and cucumbers are long, which means that if you have a basket that's sitting partially in your isikufa and partially in rishus harabim, that means part of your cucumber is in one rishus, part of your cucumber is in another rishus. Then the Mishnah makes sense, says Chizkiya, because what the Mishnah is saying is you can't be chayiv until you've fully transported the item. But if you have a basket filled with mustard seed, you will be chayiv. Why? Because mustard seed is small, which means that all of the mustard seed that's in the part of the basket that's hanging in Rishus HaRabim has effectively what? Been transported from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Alma Kasavar, therefore Chizkiya holds Eged Kli Lo Shme Eged. So according to Chizkiya, Eged Kli literally means the bundling of the Kli. What Chizkiya is trying to say is even though all of the objects in the utensil are connected to a utensil that is partially in the isikufa, that does not prevent the contents of the utensil from being considered as if they are in the rishus harabim. So, or in other words, the contents of the kli are not tied to the kli. Even though the kli again is in the isikufa, nevertheless the contents are judged to be within the rishus harabim. But Rabbi Yochanan says, no, afilu melea chardol potter, even if the basket is filled with mustard seed, you're still potter. Why? Alma kasavar eged kli shmei eged. Therefore we see that again, essentially an item is always considered to be tethered to the kli in which it's in. And therefore again, halacha l'maisa, if the kli is within the rishus, it is in the isikufa, right? Therefore, even if the object itself is hanging in the rishus harabim, it's tethered to the kli, and therefore one will not be chayiv until the kli in its totality is transported into the rishus harabim. Right? So we'll have to stop here for today. We will, Amir Tashem, pick up here tomorrow, God willing.